but obviously been a little bit easy at the moment, and that's only going to get busier, but I'm all for it, and I've got a great support behind me, so it's exciting.
Do you want to get more ride? Do you want to ride more? Do you want to travel for those rides? How do you see it now that you're a mum?
Obviously, I still have to travel, as you do. I've got to kick back off, and I'd love to be, if not better than where I was previously. So I've got a long way to go yet, but I'm determined to do it. So travelling's going to come with it, but I also have to bear in mind I have a family as well, and I've still got to make time for them.
Yeah. Can I ask you, and I know you're probably sick and tired of people saying, but you've come back from not only being a mum, but also from injury. Was there a point in that you thought, I won't come back?
Oh, originally I did have a big discussion about not coming back, but when you got the bug for it, it's very hard to shake. So yeah. I'm very glad I did.
And you drive. I mean, you must be wrapped with this new freeway just to drive into Newcastle. How many times during the week do you drive in? Please don't say once.
No, I do. I do 5 days a week for Chris. So I have one day off a week here just to give that my body a bit of a break from the early mornings. So he's wonderful in that aspect, and the freeway makes it. Gee, it makes it easy.
It must make it so better.
Yeah. It's just whether if you leave Newcastle just at like say 8:15, it gets a bit boring getting out. It takes a bit longer, but it very often that happens.
But 2:30, 5 mornings a week.
Yeah.
Is there a time when that alarm bell goes at 2:30 that you think, why in the hell am I doing this at 2:30? There's not much traffic around at 2:30, Sam.
No, I'm pretty good at the moment. I think because I'm so keen and so eager, I'm pretty good at the moment. Obviously, it'll catch up and I will get tired, but when that happens, I'll just have a day off and Chris will be good like that.
You mentioned Chris Lees is who you ride for. He's got such a stable at the moment. He hates probably talking about how strong his stable is because you never know with horses, but he's got a very strong team that you must enjoy riding some of those.
Yeah, definitely. He's got a great team, and especially those stayers at the moment heading towards the Sydney Cup between Red Cardinal and Fairline Big Duke. The whole three of them, they're both lovely horses to ride, and Fairline's a bit of a task, but he's good work anyway.
Sounds like you were doing some work there personally, are you? Trying to set?
More so Malcolm Ollerton, but I fill in when he doesn't. Doesn't have time.
Dwayne Dowell's here as well, the club secretary at Muswellbrook. I mean, you haven't got riders there, have you? Have you got any rides here on Sunday, Sam?
Got three so far.
Three, that's good. Anything in any of the? Have you got a two-year-old ride?
No.
Okay.
I've got one for Chris in the class on maiden 1750. It's coming back out of the provincial championship heat at Newcastle, back to class on maiden. So it's drawn soft, so it's got to be right in it. Then I'm one of my partner's horse in the 66,000, and I've just picked up one for Luke Morgan, two in a maiden 1,000.
Okay, so you got three rides and the opportunity of maybe one or two others. This is a magnificent facility here, isn't it?
It is. It's a great facility, and the track is in immaculate condition too.
It is. As I said earlier, I'd love to have grass like it. I should know. I hate asking questions that I don't know the answer to, but can I ask you who your partner is?
Tim McIntosh.
Okay, I remember Tim's had a couple of nice horses along the road too, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's got a horse coming here, actually, Cup Day to the Wayne Harris Open 1280 Starshaft. He's been running some nice races in town. He'd be ready to go third up.
Okay, so that's on tomorrow week.
Friday week, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And how many does Tim train? How many do you look after? Because when I rang you yesterday to organise this, you were cleaning out boxes. He doesn't mind working the partner either, does he?
No, but it's a kind of a joint business. We both got to do it. So he's got 25 at the moment, but there'll probably be 30 there by the end of the month.
Yeah, okay. Well, that gives you confidence with what you're doing.
Yeah, that's it.
Dwayne, just finally with you, the build-up to Sunday, we urge people in the area, wherever you're listening, back in Sydney, as Sam said, the freeway is just magnificent now. If you live in Newcastle, come out and enjoy racing. It's going to be warm wherever we are in the state on Sunday, but it's plenty of area for you to lounge around and enjoy the day.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I'm probably biased, Andrew, but I think we've got one of the most beautiful grounds in country racing. There's plenty of shaded areas for families to get out, and we promote our Sundays as family-friendly days with jumping castles and plenty of things on for the kids as well. We've got a few innovative things. We've got a footy coach sprint on Sunday as well.
Okay.
So all the local footy teams, soccer, rugby league, rugby union are all going to be racing against each other to see who's got the fastest footy player in the upper hundred.
You better have some cool stuff at the end, given it's going to be about 35 degrees.
There'll be plenty of rehydration, I would say, after that, for sure.
Yeah, no, that's good. So we ask, if you haven't been to Muswellbrook, come out and enjoy it. And then the following Friday, that's tomorrow week, you've got your cup meeting.
That's right. So we've got our two biggest days 5 days apart. This is the first time that's happened. We used to run our cup, Melbourne Cup Day, and then for a couple of years it was the end of November. We've made the change now. This is where it'll stay. Already looking at the field to the wild card, I'm really satisfied that change is going to work. And, a bumper 2 days coming up.
And tomorrow week, TK and Laurie will be here with the full broadcast from 5:30 in the morning. But look, mate, it's been great just to come up and have these guests drop in. As I said, I've driven past through Muswellbrook on multiple occasions and have never been to the racetrack. So it's been good just to get the opportunity of meeting everyone locally and informing everybody about Sunday.
Yeah, thanks very much for coming up, Andrew. And, yeah, we look forward to next week as well when TK and Laurie come up. Charity Golf Day the day before Cup Day, and then they're here for the big sports breakfast on Friday morning.
Yeah, watch out for Lizzie Jolts and Glenn Munsey. They're all around the place.
Yeah, they're all coming up.
What are you laughing when I say Munsey's name, Sam? What do you think when I say Munsey's name? What do you think?
Nothing bad, anyway.
Munsey's sitting at home going, oh, geez, none, please. All right, well, that's about our program. We've run over. I apologise for all that, but it's been fantastic to get everyone in. After our news break, it'll be a preview for Newcastle, that big Gosford provincial qualifier today. At 10:30, it's Chinwag. He doesn't do many interviews these days, but it's a good one, we hope, with John Hawkes, the Hall of Fame trainer, reminiscing about his life and his story. So 10:30, the Chinwag with Cozzy, then all the other previews. Tomorrow morning, we're going to be at Rose Hill. We'll bring you the very latest around the track. They're currently getting rain right now, so let's hope it doesn't hang around. But stick with Sky Sports Radio for everything around the slipper.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, Madison Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio news. Labor leader Michael Daly is being slammed this morning as inexperienced after fumbling parts of a televised debate with the Premier overnight. Mr Daly is struggling to remember how much funding to tip into schools and TAFE if he wins office. This morning he has said he put the stumbles down to the pressure of the debate. A man is in Westmead Hospital after falling through a roof while allegedly trying to break into a shop at Rouse Hill this morning. Meanwhile, Google has copped a $2 billion fine for abusing its power as the best search engine. The European Union found the company forced websites to only show Google ads, shielding itself from competitors. And it's been revealed Allianz Stadium could have been upgraded to meet all safety standards for as little as $18 million. A secret report by the SCG Trust reveals it would have cost a fraction of the $729 million demolition bill to bring the stadium up to safety standards. Making headlines in sport this morning, the AFL is declaring a war on internet trolls after a photo of Carlton player Taylor Harris became the target of online abuse. The AFL are considering harsh punishment for those responsible for the comments. The integrity unit has said it will be hunting down those individuals, and if it finds them, they'll strip them of MCC memberships, club memberships, and ban them from future matches. The NRL are set to enact a clause in the game's licensing agreement that gives the game's governing body the right to relocate clubs. Under the proposed new agreement, clubs that do not meet certain financial commitments risk being relocated or dissolved. And Canterbury insist they've left their problems in New Zealand and will be a different NRL team come Sunday against Parramatta. And 3 weeks out from the Masters, Jason Day will tee up at the tight Copperhead course in Florida this week in an effort to fine-tune his iron play ahead of the first major of the year. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
TK and Lyle's from the Big Sports Breakfast. We want you to weigh in on the discussion.
Visit our Big Sports Breakfast Facebook and Twitter page every Thursday and Sunday from 3 p.m. and vote from a list of trending sport and racing topics.
The ball's in your court.
It's Tabs Who are you backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1-4 at Rose Hill, Mornington and Eagle Farm, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Races 1-4 at Rose Hill, Mornington and Eagle Farm. Well played. Who are you backing? Tab.
Excludes SANWA residents. Tab account fixed odds, win bets only. TNCs at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help at 1-800-858-858.
Nova Employment has been matching businesses to staff with ability for over 28 years and have an unbeatable track record of success. Nova can assist businesses of all sizes.
I'm Mark from the Carrington Hotel in Katoomba. We've successfully used Nova Employment to fill vacancies at our hotel. The process and support has been first class. I'd recommend other employers focus on ability.
Recruiting? Choose Nova Employment, Sydney's premier disability employment service. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
It's one of the world's most prestigious races, and Sky Sports Radio has every viewpoint.
Nesta Job! Nesta Job led all the way in the slipper!
The $3.5 million Longines Golden Slipper is steeped in history. Luskin Star, Sir Dapper, and last year, Esther Job. Right throughout the week, Racing HQ will have all the updates. Then race morning, we're off to Rose Hill from 6:30 with the preview at 8 and Paul Joyce's opinions from 10. There's no better way to get the complete coverage of Golden Slipper Day than Sky Sports Radio. On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
At 14 past 10, racing today at Newcastle, Michael Buckley joins me. Morning, Michael.
Morning, Cozzy. How are you?
I am well. How's the day look?
Yeah, really good, thanks. Look, we saw a little bit of rain over the weekend. We had 41.5 mils of rain fall, but as the week progressed, it's cleared up. We're looking at a partly cloudy day with a top of 26.
All right, and how have you rated the track today officially?
It put up a good four this morning. We worked a couple of horses that are racing on Saturday in Sydney over it, and reports from both riders was that it was a perfect surface, there's a good cover of grass, and with a bump of 9 race cards today, should race perfectly.
All right, fantastic. You had a great day in store there, haven't you? The track looking good.
Yeah, that's right. We had our 2-day autumn carnival only a fortnight ago, but like I said, there's 9 races and I think just over 100 acceptors, including the Gosford Provincial Qualifier. Unfortunately, they weren't able to hold their race meeting on Saturday due to the rain, but we're happy to help them out and have another couple of horses make their way to Randwick for the final.
Yep, too right. Well, we wish you all the best. Gary Harley's going to find all the winners for us, and we'll talk to you soon, Michael.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Michael Buckley, joining us there. Gary Harley with me now. How are you, Gaz?
Pretty good, mate. Good day. Yeah. Terrific meeting, very strong, perfect weather. Nice drop of rain through the week. Let's get into it. I've got to be off by 10:30, my instructions are.
All right, because John Hawkes is waiting. Now the first.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get to Newcastle and get on the TV, too.
Well, we can't prevent you doing that. Oh, goodness, doing the makeup. Now, number one, Crackneck, 14, 2 Spring Creek Stars, 750, 3 Lucky Mission, 240, 4 Trumbull is 440, 5 Emperor Harada, 31, 6 Cartel, 440, 7 Lord Heron, 650, and 8 Shark Alley, 23. 240 favourite, 3 Lucky Mission.
I think he'll win. He's had 3 starts for a win and 2 placing. Chris Lees has got him. His win was at Newcastle, and he bolted in that day back in November. The 2 placing to Gosford, he never handled the Gosford track. He didn't like that home turn there. But here on the big track with a long run home, after a couple of good trials, particularly the last one, he got beat 7 lengths, but Jonko won the trial and he was under a hold all the way. Abdullah rides him, I think he'll win. Trumbull trialing well, scratched somewhere recently because of it. Might have been the wet track, I'm not sure. He may have been even in at Gosford on Saturday, last Saturday, but he'll run well. He's got ability. 6 Cartel, formerly with Richard Friedman, goes well at Newcastle. Now with Wayne Wilkes, folded in with something in hand up on the mid-north coast first up. And number 2, Spring Creek Star, likes the track. 3, 4, 6, and 2.
All right, we go to the next event, which is race 2. Now, 1 Miss Quality is 8.50, 2 Hibiscus Lady, 3.30, 3 Mighty Marmalade, 7, 4 Cuban Sizzle, 15, 5 Bidden Bear, 17, 6 Doro Rain, 3.60, 7 Grand Bouquet, 21. 8 Dan Curry, 390, 9 Big Legged Woman, 151, 10 Brook, 151, favourite 330, 2 Hibiscus Lady.
She's very smart, Sean. She's bolted in the last two at Gosford and at Newcastle. They're at the short courses, 1,000 and 900. But she really hit the line good at the end of the 900 here the other day. Gives the impression she'd run the 1,200 in a terrific stable with Ronnie Quint. And young Freeman Griffiths was given his chance on her here the other day, and he claims two, and he did nothing wrong. She was caught a little wide, but that was because of the barrier. But she wanted to run out a bit in the straight. She was very green, but she ran right away at the finish. So Roddy's kept the boy on it today, which brings her in with 56.5. The barrier's good, and she's a leader. She goes forward. She's got a ton of speed. Mighty Marmalade will like the big track. Can be a bit tardy at the start, but it's run a string of seconds, mostly on the tight tracks at Gosford and Wyong. Much better suited here at Newcastle. Six Toro Reigns, trial really good for Bjorn Baker. Timmy Clark to ride, got speed, and number one, Miss Quaintly. Queenslander, first run for Chris Lees. Had a couple of trials, never let go in the last trial. I'd keep a watch on it with Abdullah riding. Two the best of the day to beat 3, 6, and 1.
Third event of Maiden, one out, two Classic Warrior, 101, three Corporal 950, four Full Recognition 160, five Hashtag Viking 23, six Royal Captain 7, seven Bride of Vengeance 5, eight out, nine November Morning 23, 10 Tippler 10, 11 Unlock the Rock 41, $1.60 favourite, four Full Recognition.
Looks a good thing, mate, Full Recognition. Short odds, but it's two runs, Mark Newnham's got it. Ran third on the Kenzo first up, beating about 3.8, the Classique Legend, and you know the big boom they got on that horse,
yeah.
Those Bridges. Then I went to Warwick Farm and started odds on, or started $2, and got me two lengths by a green eel. Was running second, then outside the leader straightening, kept coming, wanted to lay in a bit. You could say that most people thought it would go a lot better. But here in Maiden class today on the big track, an extra 100 metres, I think it'll get the money. Full Recognition to win for Guri and Mark Newman. Newnham, Tommy Berry to ride. Our number six Royal Captain. Doesn't go too bad on the track. Gerald's got it. Only run fourth here the other day behind Mustafa. But it was three wide outside the leader on the turn. Won the race a bit keen early in the race. Did run a good second here prior to that first up. Thought it was probably second pick. Number three, Corporal, a first starter of the Hawks family that's trialled okay. And number 10, best of the others, Tippler. Run four thirds from its only four starts. First up today, Jason Collett and Chris Lees. 4, 6, 3, and 10.
Race 4, 1 for Lana, $3. 2, Nishmia is 7. Number 3, Back in Black, 15, 4 out. 5, Kirkcaldy, 26. 6, Cadence, 10. 7, Heaven's Dream, 15. 8, Knight's Knight, or King's Knight, rather, 41. Number 9, Mimi, 380. 10, Mrs. Zippy, 41. 11, Professor Marvel, 23. 12, Sagacious Savant, 101. 13, So Very Vain, $5. 3, even favourite, 1, Furlana.
He's ready to win, Furlana. Well, she is. 4-year-old mare by Fierro, thrown by the Snowden. So 2 runs back from his break. Run second at Hawkesbury, last start. Now, got to beat 6 lengths with Sister Sledge. It's a group. Or Sister Sledge. It won the race and bolted in that day. It was 3 or 4 to 1 on the winner. But this horse, I thought, was game. 3 wide, no cover. Midfield during the run. Was outclassed by the winner, but still went good enough to win this race. Form last time in OK. One on top for Lana. Number 9, second pick, Mimi. This was in 3 races, I think. It was emergency in 1. And also in 2 others today. But this is the one that James is running in with Mimi. She's a got blinkers today. And she run 4th. First up recently at Wyong. Just tied a bit late. But she's definitely got a chance in this race here today. Number 13, So Very Vain. Had 2 runs back. Run 2nd first up. Bit disappointing the other day. But goes okay for this class. And number 2, Nishmia, another one of Snowden's. Ren, 7th at Hawkesbury, 1st up, but it only could beat 2.3 and was way back and hung in the home straight. I thought it ran on pretty good. 1, 9, 13, and 2.
All right, the two-year-old, race 5, 1 Bulletfly, 2 even, number 2, Chabrol, 750, 3 out, 4 Extraordinary, 17, 5 Lucky Imperator, 34, 6 Montez, 71, 7 Navy Cross, 10, number 8, Persan, 12, 9 Significance, 8, 10 out, 11 The Snooper Star, 6, 12 Amazing Peace, 61, 13 Amito, 12, 14 She's Bionic, 34. Favourite, $2, number 1 Bulletfly.
It'd be hard to beat, but I'm having to throw at the stumps here with the million-dollar colt, Significance, by Frankel, the great Frankel, trained by John O'Shea for Homeland. I love the last trial at Randwick. In the straight, she was back in the field. He was with Catch Me, who's running in the slipper. And they made their runs pretty well together. Catch Me won the trial by about half a length and went pretty good, of course. And this horse's trial, I thought, was excellent. Got to the outside at the 600 for James McDonald, and he revved it up, and it hit the line really hard. Sam Cleverton's riding today from a good barrier. $8, I'd be backing it each way for sure. I reckon the big track will suit, and it'll be running on. One Bulletfly, I was on it here the other day, but it ran second. It had every possible hope. Got the 2 lengths by one of Gerald's Fortress Command. That was at Newcastle. Run third at Warwick Farm behind Deep Chill on Boo, only beaten a length and a quarter. Showed good speed the other day, was outside the leader scraping. As I said, it had every hope. But there's a lot of market confidence about it today. It's got a good barrier. Chabrol was won for Jean Dubois. Tell you what, its run at Rosehill on Boo wasn't bad. Got beat nearly 6 lengths, but slow out. Race 2 keen, blundered at the 900, only got clear at the 200. I reckon it'll run a race here back to Provincial. And number 11, the Superstar. Oh, gee, this trial good too for Ronnie Quinn. 9, 1, 2 and 11.
And Jean Dubois has a terrific strike rate too, Gary.
I hope he has. He's a very good trainer.
Mm. Now the 6th, 1 Alba Wing, $6. 2 County Tipperary, 34. 3 JOK, 34. 4 Pretorius, 13. 5 Tabaconic is 360. 6 Tough Case, 34. 7 Azumi, 81. 8 out. 9 Spanish Rain, 18. 10 Emerald Earth, $5.50. 11 Just Thinking, 280. Number 12 Teenage Tale is 51. 13 Mobisi, 19. 14 Stella Maris, 31. 15 out. 280 favourite, 11 Just Thinking.
Well, if what I hear on television last night's right, this has been a massive go. I like Just Thinking. Put it on top after I saw the trial, but I heard last night I bet $7 or $8 into $2.80 now this morning. This is the brother to Thinking Big, who I think's gone to Hong Kong. Gay and Adrian had it as well. Timmy Clark trialled this the other day. He's never had a start. By So You Think, he shared the lead in the trial. He kicked at the 100. He had something in reserve, I think, at the finish, and he'll improve off that trial. I think he's pretty smart. We've got a lot of first starters here. He's one of them. And the American bred Tapaconic by Tappet, trained by the Hawks family. By gee, this was a good trial. You might ask John about this.
Mm.
This morning. He won a trial the 8 or 9 lengths at Rosehill, 1st of March. And the other day at Wyong, he got back and, oh, gee, got home good. He only just got beat in the trial down the short straight there. That trial was enormous. He's got a huge hope here. Number one, Alba Wing for Chris Lees, another first starter. Trial was okay. The jockey never moved on it. And number four, best of the others, Pretorius for James Cummings. 11, 5, 1 and 4.
Seventh, the class one, one Mangione. Is 752 Super Bowl Sunday 230, 3 head up high 10, 4 Sir Harry 16, 5 Live the Moment 480, 6 out, 7 Molten Rock $8, 8 La Triada 151, 9 Western Folk 10 is out, 11 Soldier of Love 16, 12 Osbed Diamond 61, 13 Daystar 31, 14 Woody Woman 81, 230 favourite, 2 Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, I've had a go at a couple at $8 or $9 here today. This is the second one, Mangione for Chris Waller and Glenn Schofield. If he goes back to his former last grip, he'll beat these. He won a race at Canterbury, a maiden there over the 1900 in October. Then he went to Randwick and only got beat a length to Ulasaba. First up, he didn't do much here. Second up at Kembla, he got back the last, made up a ton of ground. Blake Shin rode him up along the rail at the end of the mile. Now, today, here on the big track, over the mile, I think he's very, very well suited. In fact, I liked him at Gosford Saturday. He was going to 2100 on Saturday, and they were washed out. Each way at the good odds. Super Bowl Sunday's all the rage. It's the biggest tip of the day. Everyone you listen to wants to tip it. Mark Unum's got it. Won well over the 1400 at Kembla. I made it one of me take twos. Forced to follow after it, slashing third at Wyong on debut back at the end of January. He goes pretty good. Got a wide alley, but it's a big track, as you know. Live the moment. Joe Pride, nice win at Hawkesbury last start. And number seven, Molten Rock. 1-2-5-7.
The eighth, the Provincial Championships qualifier. One Charmers, 34. Two Bangkok, 10. Three Ellis Encore, 19. Four Clear the Beach, 31. Five Americana Magic, 750. Six Dissolution, 16. Seven Fortification, 14. Eight Invincible Gangster is 10. Nine Golden Tycoon, 5. 10, 11 out. 12 is Canavoo, 11. 13 Evelina, 3 even. 14 Happy Mo, 17. 15 Stock Up, 34. 16 Grand Exit, 71. 17 out. 3 even favourite, 13 Evelina.
Yeah, I think you'll beat them. 54 kilos on the back. Digger McClellan got a great opportunity here for Chris Lee. Terrific win on the Kenzo the other day. He got held up at the top of the straight, Robbie Dolan rode her. And when she got the split inside the 300, he hit the line hard to win. This is a filly who got a long head in a black tight race in October in the Reginald Allen. I Like It Easy, who goes really good. He beat Sigalas one day at Wyong and beat it well. He's pretty smart. I'm Invincible. I think she'll win. He got the blows a bit since it was announced. Golden Tycoon suffered a laceration yesterday. He's out to $5 now. Tell you what, he's a very, very smart horse. And the good four will suit him. He wouldn't be running if there was any problem. But he's got a bad alley. Sean Geimer rides him. He'll need to produce a big ride here. And he's a horse that was placed, only beaten, what was it, half a length or so in the Rosebud. Pretty good. First up, he may have needed to run. Others are saying he didn't handle the soft track when he run third in town or fourth in town. But I'm assured by Greg McFarlane that he's improved greatly and he's spot on. Number five, Americana Magic's got a big oath. It could lead and be very hard to run down. Underrated horse. Won a trial by 10 lengths the other day. And number two, Bangkok. He's won five out of his last six. He can only go one better. 13, 9, 5, and 2.
Final event race 9, 1 Red Current, 3, 10, 2 Cascata Rossa, 21, 3 Grand Soleil, 51, 4 Madison Avenue, 11, 5 Holy Rain, 12, 6 Burbank, 26, 7 Fast Train, 41, 8 Speed Heroes, 16, 9 Sunreal, 12, 10 Red Miko, 8.50, 11 out, 12 Galway Girl, 3.20, 13 Good Excuse, 26, 14 Smith, 26, 15 Del Shusey, 51. Favourite 3, 10, number 1 Red Current.
Well, this is the third of my roughies. Holy Rain, $12. Forget it ever went round at Wyong. It was never, ever comfortable on that tight turning track. The day he won at Newcastle, he won by a length and a half. He could have won by three. He gets to the front, has a bit of a think about it, the jockeys tell me. He won two on the trot at Kembla and Newcastle on the big tracks before the failure at Wyong. Got a bad alley, and he has got Collett, who's in great form. And at each way at $12, I reckon he's got a big eight. Number 12, Galway Girl, well, she will be hard to beat. First up runner, Kembla, was good. Got held up early straight, hit the line well. She's raced very well on this track before. Doesn't know how to run a bad race. Another one drawn bad. Tim Clark's aboard. She may go forward here. Number 1, Red Current. Got a ton of ability. 62 kilos less, 1.5. A Warwick Farm run was good. I think he beat two lengths first up. Good city form last time in. And number 9, Sunreal. To get the run at Wyong, it didn't like Wyong either. Big track here. It'll be running on. 5, 12, 1,